My name is Ashley. I am 17 years old. Today is November 26, 2017. I am speaking with Mindy.
Hello.
Who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Las Vegas, Nevada. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on you in your life? Will you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Yes. One person who had a big influence on my life was actually my teacher, my math teacher. His name was Mr. Schaefer. He was the type of teacher that did not let any student go without the understanding of math. He was the type of teacher that will break it down to the basic, to the simple facts, where he made sure that each student in his class understood the simple facts of math. And how it influenced me today is just knowing that everyone does not learn the same way. And because he took out time and taught each child specifically, if they wasn't getting it as a whole, as a class, he would take out time individually to make sure that student understood how to get a problem solved step by step by step. And the thing about it, he didn't get frustrated. He just wanted that child to learn. And so he had a love for teaching. And that was just something that was really deeply rooted in me. And the important lesson is be patient with other people. Everyone don't learn the same pace you do or see things the same way you do. So sometimes you just got to break things down for a better understanding.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiness memories?
One of my happiest memories was when you were born, actually. You were the cutest little bouncing baby girl that I had, and your sister. But you were just so adorable. Your hair was perfectly sleek to the side, and your face was so soft, and you just looked at me, and I just looked at you. And I fell in love, instantly in love. So that was one of the happiest memories that I have. I have a lot more, but that was one of the happiest.
Okay, that's pretty. What are you proud of? Why does it make you feel proud?
I am definitely proud of you and your sister, but I'm proud of your sister because she graduated high school, and she is now going to college. And she is doing very well, successful. She is succeeding in her classes. I am proud of you because you are doing very well in your classes as well. I am also proud of, you know what, this holiday made me proud. Thanksgiving made me proud because a lot of the communities were coming together and they're doing a lot of things for people that got hurt on October 1st. And churches are coming together, and communities are coming together, and we're just helping the unfortunate people. And, you know, we're just doing so much, like giving out pies to people. I'm proud of that. Like, we had tons of people that we gave out pies to just to help out in some type of way. So I'm very proud of those moments when people could come together as a community, what y'all girls are doing in school, what your friends are doing in school, because they're doing pretty good. You got a good group of friends, so, and your teachers. And so I get proud of stuff like that.
Oh, okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as who I am. Fun, energetic, loving, caring, supportive. hard spoken at times. Get it done, get it together. Hello, you know, things like that. I just for who I am. I would like to also be remembered as a woman who loved Christ, who loved God, spiritual, dedicated, and a family person, you know, one who loved her family. I would like to be remembered as a good friend, a nice confidant, someone who can confide in me. That's the way I would like to be remembered.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
If this was our very last conversation, I will tell you, Ashley, that I love you with all my heart. I love you as my daughter. I love you as my friend. I love you as you. Be the best you can be. Remember to always keep God first. Always pray. Surround yourself with good friends and good family. Always remember to, you know, try to do your best. And even if you can't do your best, it's okay. Try, and try again. I would love to just leave you with my love, and you know that I love you. If those were the last words that I could say to you, that's what I would like to say to you.
Okay.
That's it, over.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there
any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would, for my great-great-great-grandkids, oh Lord, I would want them to know that it's okay to be who they are, because we all are individuals. We're all different. We all have different talents, and I will want them to know it's okay to tap in and to explore their gifts. Everybody is made with a gift, and don't compare yourself to other people. You're special in your own way. You may be talented in drawing, and somebody else may be talented in singing, or you may be talented in craft or woodmanship or speaking. You might be a very well speaker, or you can speak very well. You know, communication might be your thing, where someone else may not have communication skills. Just to be comfortable with you, and never accept no as the final answer. Always go after your dreams. Always be who you want to be. Always remember to keep God first. These are the things that I will be proudly to pass down to my great-great-grandchildren down in the future, somewhere down there in the valley.
Yeah. Okay. Do you enjoy school?
I did enjoy school. My best time of school was middle school. I had so much fun. In middle school, I was able to see other types of kids, Chinese, Indian. We had a whole mixture of kids, white, black, just different. And you got to know different personalities. And you know, we all came together because we all was in school, and it was so much fun. So I really enjoyed that innocent period of time.
Okay. Tell me about how you got into your line of work.
Well, I got into my line of work because I like doing business things. So when I was in school, I used to volunteer and do styling for the teachers and things like that. I always like things in order and organized and together. So I kind of had that already in me. So and writing as well, but my line of how I got into it was going, you know, from high school to college, actually working my first summer job in the VA hospital as a secretary. Back then they were called secretaries. Now they're called executive administrators or executive personnel. You can't call them secretaries nowadays. And I used to just love office work and just keeping things going. But when I went to college to study business science and business communication. So that's how I got into my line of work. And then eventually it revolved into marketing. So now I love marketing, I love writing, I love advertisement, creative side of that field. So that's how I got into it.
Okay. And for our last question, how did you meet your dad?
How did I meet your dad? You would ask me something like that, wouldn't you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a funny story because I was helping your grandmom move from her apartment here in Las Vegas, and I was loading boxes into the car, into the truck, and I looked up, and I happened to see your dad across the street. He was walking up the street, and he had on all black pants, black shirt. He looked very nice, very handsome guy. So I told my mom, your grandmom, I said, if he comes over here, I'm talking to him. She's like, girl, help me move these boxes, Mindy. These boxes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to help you, but if he comes over here, I'm talking to him. So he crossed the street, and I smiled at him. He smiled at me. So I left your grandma with the boxes, and I went down and I talked to him. I gave him my telephone number, and your grandma is screaming in the background, Mindy, help me with these boxes. Leave that man alone. Help me with these boxes. And I'm like, give me a second. This guy is cute. Let me introduce myself to him. So then we exchanged numbers, and then the rest is history. Here y'all two are.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for interviewing me, Ashley.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I thank you for interviewing with me, too, also.
Yes, you did a very good job.
Thank you.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.